It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and Friends.
It's the Mind Pig Radio Morning Show with John, Anna, and Friends. Brought to you by Millway Credit Union. They're stronger, smarter, sensible. They got the location on Arkansas Boulevard, West 7th Street in Wake Village, and Highway 71 up in Ashdown in Little River County. And our friend from the community today is Camille Wrinkle from Harvest Texarkana. Good morning, Camille. Glad to have you back in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How long have you been with the Harvest now?
Oh.
Approximately?
About 6 years.
All right. Well, it keeps you busy, hopping all the time. COVID has made it even more of a challenge. And tell us how we've been doing lately as far as dealing with what you have to do to help people and the COVID situation.
Well, we've just been adapting and trying to scale what we were already doing to a larger number of people because there's been a larger increase in need.
Absolutely. With the situations, the economic downturn, people either being cut back or losing their job, and it's still going on, even though some have returned to work as normal, but it's nowhere near normal, even though, like I said on the Facebook, it's kind of like all the stuff they're squabbling about up in Washington, and that part of it has kind of gotten pushed aside or dropped for all these other things that they think are more important,
right?
And the need is still here on the ground. In the real world, there's still the need.
Absolutely. Our forecasts say that it's going to take months, several months, to kind of recover and get back to normal.
Yeah. There's people out there that's still hurting. People that you've never seen before that actually needing the help this time around.
Absolutely. In fact, we had a 100% increase in the number of new clients that we are serving right now, especially, I would say, probably in the spring when everything was really kind of shutting down. We saw people who, a few weeks before that or a couple months before that, they were doing fine. They probably donated. Middle income. Yes, they might have been donors of ours, and now they were coming through the food line, and they had just gone through what they had put aside. No one had planned for this. So, you know, after being out of work for several weeks, they were having to make a hard choice between, do I pay the light bill, or do I buy food, or do I buy the medicines I have to have, or do I get groceries?
Right. And that's a very, very difficult decision as to what to do. And a lot of times, unfortunately, you know, it's like, well, we got to have electricity, and I got to have the medicine. And so the food gets crimped on, and then you're hungry, and then you're in trouble.
Right. And, you know,
the nutrition level goes way down. Right.
We feel like nutrition is the basis for health.
Right.
So we want to make sure that need is filled. And to respond to the increase in need, our distribution has actually increased 108%.
Wow. Oh, my gosh, that's staggering.
Over the same time in 2019.
And they were already doing a law.
Yes.
Before that.
We thought we were,
You were. Now you're doing a tremendous amount. And you said, how many counties did you say you serve?
10 counties.
10 counties.
9 in Southwest Arkansas, and then we go over into Bowie County.
All right. So, wide area. A lot of people need help. I know you focus a lot on, obviously, Texas County area, Bowie and Miller, because the population is the biggest population in the area. But you still help out people in all those other counties as well. So, that means lots and lots of help is needed. The volunteer situation, I know, as you mentioned, school, college, and all that went back. So I bet you're hurting a little bit for volunteering.
We are. And, of course, we've tried to implement social distancing. Mm-hmm. And when everything first happened, we had an influx of volunteers, which was a good problem. But we had to kind of narrow our groups and make sure we were social distancing.
Right.
So groups of about 10 or so they can be on our mobile pantry assembly line or our Backpack for Kids assembly line, which just kicked off last week. But yeah, we've got some other programs where people can come out, not just to the food bank, but help us get food out to communities and actually kind of help us be the boots on the ground.
103.9 and 98.5, mypigradio.com. It's the morning show, John, Anna, and Friends. Millway Credit Union is our morning show sponsor, and they're stronger, smarter, sensible. And, well, we've got Miss Sensible herself, Camille Wrinkle, in here from Harvest Texarkana. And, by the way, this is the time that we would be doing the 8:30 news.
Right.
The news today is our guest, so this is brought to you in part by DeLauders, serving your family since 1977. Our wonderful folks over there, Kyle DeLauder in Maud, Texas. Check them out. But, Camille, you got a big event coming up next Tuesday,
right,
the 29th, and you need volunteers for that. Tell us all about it.
Well, we're going to be, we're doing one of our mobile pantries, so another one of our local mobile pantries here in Texarkana. And we're going to be holding that at the fairgrounds over on the Arkansas side. And we need boots on the grounds. We need people to come out and help us put food, load food boxes that have been pre-boxed into vehicles as they come through, because we're doing everything drive-through.
So it's going to be done, for those people that are concerned, it will be done in a safe manner, COVID-19 friendly manner.
Yes, we'll have plenty of masks. We'll be not getting out of their vehicles, basically popping their trunk and putting the boxes in their trunk for them and letting them drive on. It's a very smooth process. We just need hands to help us.
There's no telling how many people are going to show up to do this, so you're going to need lots of people there to help.
The volunteers to fill the trunks.
Yes. Well, this is the fourth mobile pantry that we've done here in Texarkana, and at the previous three, we've seen at least 1,000.
Okay.
Wow.
So you can expect probably at least 1,000, if not more, to show up. And so they are going to need the help, because you don't want two or three people out there just getting worn out. It's kind of like, we need some help.
We had that the first time.
Yeah, there you go. So if you have a flexible schedule on Tuesday morning of next week, help them out. It's going to be in front of the Four States Fair Entertainment Center, out in front of the office area where you go in. Usually you'd go into the rodeo, out in front of that is where you're going to be, right?
Exactly.
Okay. And 8 o'clock, and you want to get there a little earlier than 8.
Right. We're starting the actual pantry, the actual mobile pantry, at 8 o'clock from 8 till noon, or until we give out the boxes.
Mm-hmm. So you want the volunteers to get there a little earlier than
We ask that they get there between 7 and 7:30. But again, if they're interested, just give us a call and we'll tell you where you go to park, because you'll want to go to a different area where we have for volunteers than to get in the line with all of the people who are actually coming to receive food. But this goes both ways. Also, if there are people out there who are struggling, we want to let you know that we're going to have this event next Tuesday.
So if you need it, come out.
If you need it, come out. If you can help, come out.
Okay, either way.
Either way. Uh-huh. And then actually, following day, Wednesday, 30th, we're going to be in New Boston.
Okay. So we're going to be out in New Boston on 30th, remember?
We're going to be right there where they have the pavilion and the concert.
Oh, the T&P thing, yes. Okay, everybody knows where that's at. All right. Downtown New Boston.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we've done several of these mobile pantries there for the New Boston area for Bowie County.
Right.
Not quite as big as the Texarkana.
Well, population.
Population. But this is just our way to serve them, so we can use volunteers there as well.
And what time are you going to be at the T&P in New Boston? Same time?
Around 8.
Okay.
They could actually get there around 8.
So if you live out in that part of the county or want to help out on that one on the 30th, that'd be good as well. And if there are people out there that say, you know, I can't come help you on this, but I'd like to volunteer sometime, or I'd like to give the donated dollar, because that is the best thing.
Stretches
so far. How can they do that with you?
They can give us a call. They can go online to our website, and that is H as in Harry, R as in Red, F as in Frank, and B as in Boy. It's the first letters of our name, Harvest Regional Food Bank. .org.
Did you get that? No. All right. And do that. And donate.
They can
volunteer.
They can donate there. They can give us a call for volunteering at 870-774-1398. And just let us know you're interested in volunteering, or you want to come out to the mobile pantry, and we will get you set up.
103.9 and 98.5. It's the Pig. I did say 103.9, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
It's my Pig Radio morning show, by the way. Who's it brought to you by, Anna?
Millway Credit Union.
And what are they?
They are stronger, sensible.
Stronger, smarter.
Sensible.
There you go. How many locations in our area to serve you?
3.
See, she's listened a little bit to me. She's listened enough to know all that good stuff. But we do thank Millway for being our morning show sponsor. And we thank DeLauders for being our new sponsors on Tuesdays and Thursdays as well. If you want to sponsor the news on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, by the way, get a hold of Anna. Get a hold of somebody here, and we'd be glad to have you sponsor the news.
Be part of the show.
Well, we've got Camille Wrinkle, friend from the community today, from Harvest Texarkana, talking about the big events they got coming up, and we'll mention that one more time in a minute. But it is time for Anna and Camille to play a game, and you can play along out there. Our game today happens to be Slogan Off. That is classic edition Slogan Off.
We're going to do this. We're going to win.
Slogans from the commercials, from the past.
Right.
And let's see how you do. Don't look at the screen.
We never do.
I know you never do.
Kids, so.
Oh, this one ought to be.
We've got this.
This one should be so easy.
Okay.
Okay, even you should get it, Anna.
Thank you, John.
Blank doesn't want tuna with good taste. They want tuna that tastes good.
Wasn't Tony? That's Tony the Tiger. Star
Is it Tony fish?
Tony the Tiger is they're great.
Yes.
Kellogg's Frosted Flakes.
Right, but what was the name of the tuna that always pulled on the little hook?
Sorry, Charlie.
Oh, okay.
So, okay.
But I might have us off track.
Think of tuna fish brands.
Yeah.
Do you know Starfish? Neither one of you eat
Starfish?
I don't know. What's
you're,
the name of it?
You got it. You're closing it. Starkissed, yeah.
Okay.
You got it. Yeah, got okay, it. Great.
Sorry, Charlie. They used to bring down the little thing. Yeah. And, yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
We did it.
Was it the king of the sea or the, I don't know, something like that.
Hmm. All right. I'll have to think about that one. Now, this one you will get. Tastes so good, cats ask for it by name.
Oh, that one's easy. Meow Mix?
Meow Mix, yeah.
Meow Mix, yeah. They used to go, meow, 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 meow. Yeah, there you go. Designed for driving pleasure. It's a luxury car. A luxury car back in the day designed for driving pleasure. Think of a rich person's car kind of.
Lincoln?
Huh?
Lincoln?
No.
Lexus?
But a rich person's
Lexus?
Car.
Lexus? BMW?
BMW.
Okay. We'll just start naming Mercedes.
Yeah, all the luxury cars.
Imagination at work. This one's hard. Imagination.
Oh, I remember this. It had a light bulb, right? At the end with it?
Yeah.
So, GE.
Very good, General Electric.
Oh, good.
Bet you.
More computers.
The final one is bet you can't eat just one.
That's Lay's?
Yeah, Lay's potato chips.
Lay's potato chips. So
see how well we did?
Other than struggling to get Starkissed, y'all did great.
Yeah,
we knew it. It was on the tip of our tongue.
I know. It was like Starfish,
Starfish sounds better.
Tony. That was very... Who was the king of the sea? That's another commercial.
Oh, it was Chicken of the Sea.
Chicken of the Sea. Is the other... Yeah, okay.
There we go.
Very good.
Don't make us play the next one.
No, I won't make you play Modern Edition, but I'll just kind of run through them because I don't even know these. Yeah. Muddle No More. This is Modern Edition. Muddle No More is Zyrtec. When it really matters, trust Clorox.
Okay, that makes sense.
Simplify Life, Omnipod. More Ways to Win, FanDuel.
All right.
And Fresh is What We Stand For is a restaurant.
Chipotle.
Chipotle. So there you go. Thank you so much for playing the game. Camille, thank you for coming in. Once again, the two events you got going on next week, the 29th and 30th.
Yes.
And you tell us.
Okay, yes. We have two mobile pantries.
That's your cue.
Waiting for my cue. Yeah. Okay, we've got two mobile pantries, and these are big distributions for the community, so we can use all the help we can get. Tuesdays is at the fairgrounds over on the Arkansas side, and we're going to be there from 8 to 12 or until all the food is passed out. And we can use volunteer help there, loading up vehicles with the boxes of food. We ask volunteers to plan to be there from about 7 to 7:30. Get there between 7 and 7:30, but give us a call and we'll give you the details on where exactly to go to park. And then on Wednesday we have another mobile pantry for Bowie County in New Boston downtown at their city park pavilion.
TMP, yeah.
Yes, TMP pavilion there. And we will be there starting around 8. So if you get there around 8, you should be fine. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit of a smaller right. population, so not as many. But
either one
would be great.
That you could help out, that would be great. And if you need the help, if you need the food,
these are the opportunities.
These are your opportunities to do that. And like we said before, if you can't volunteer for this particular event, but if you want to volunteer and help them out in the future, give them a call, and then of course go online there to make a donation financially if you want to help them out that way, correct?
Absolutely. One more thing that I failed to mention earlier, we haven't even thought about this because it's been such a high need this year, but September is actually Hunger Action Month.
Okay.
Hunger Awareness Month. We feel like it's been Hunger Action Year.
Year.
So we really haven't done anything special because businesses have been not really able to do a lot of promotions.
National what?
It is Hunger Awareness Month. September is Hunger Awareness Month.
All right.
But we really feel like it's been Hunger Awareness Year.
Yeah.
There really hasn't been a lot of activities specifically for Hunger Action Month this year. Usually we have restaurants and other businesses that do promotions, but with everybody trying to get back on their feet, we want to be mindful of our friends in the business community and in the restaurant world. and not, you know, to put that on them again this year, but just to be, you know, put that out there, put that awareness out there that September is Hunger Awareness Month.
Now, I was busy doing some other things, but did somebody mention peanut butter?
Yes. We actually do have Leadwell Machinery and Equipment is actually doing a peanut butter drive for us over at their location. So for the next few days throughout the month of September, they have helped us out the past few years doing this, collecting small sizes of peanut butter that can be used during the holidays for our backpack program. Kids, so when they're home,
kids love peanut butter.
Yeah, and it's just something to add to their backpack program where they get food on the weekends, and they're will be able to put this in their backpack sack.
Peanut butter is great, and it's a good source of protein and it's filling.
Yes, absolutely.
I love peanut butter, so. All right, well, thank you.
Okay, well, thanks for having me on.
she can go on about her day. That's Camille Wrinkle, by the way, with Harvest Texarkana, and once again, they've got a food pantry thing going on at the Four States Fair Entertainment Center on Tuesday, the 29th, which is next Tuesday, from 8 a.m. until noon. They need volunteers, and they need people that are in need to show up so they can give you this food. And they're going to do the same thing next Wednesday, the 30th, at New Boston at the TNP. So, once again, help them out. Help yourself out.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.